The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back.
All right, we are back. And I'm going to get into what John had brought up about this flotilla. Nine ships, collectively known as the Freedom Flotilla, they were en route to the Gaza shore to deliver over 10,000 tons of much-needed humanitarian aid to the impoverished Palestinian people. They're impoverished, ladies and gentlemen, because of our wonderful Zionist buddies over there. Now, three of the ships were from Turkey, two from the UK, and one each from Ireland, Greece, Kuwait, and Algeria. Among the international coalition of peace activists on board are European parliamentarians, former U.S. diplomats, and Nobel Peace laureates. It is the largest effort of its kind since the Israelis seized the coastal territory in 07. Israel has threatened that it will use force to prevent the flotilla from reaching its destination. Israeli defense forces and Israeli navy have been dispatched to the region with the instructions to terminate the peace mission by any means necessary. The reason for Israel are giving for restoring to such drastic measures is because they seek to prevent arms and materials from reaching the hands of the duly elected Hamas government. In response, the peace activists have warned that Israel that they ignore their threats and continue on their destination regardless of the consequence. According to the article appearing in Al Jazeera, this was just Friday, we'll do the update, from the Free Gaza Movement, a guy by the name of Ref said, Israel should not be under any illusion whatsoever that their threats or intimidation will stop us, or even that their violence against us will stop us. Now, this was a member of the Israeli parliament who was on board the flotilla, told Al Jazeera that the activists intend to reach Gaza regardless of the plans to stop them. He said, if the Israelis try to stop us, this will be a huge diplomatic and political crisis for them. Now, aid to this battered region is long overdue. Gaza is a giant prison, sealed off from the world like the island of Manhattan and John Carpenter's Escape from New York. The difference is that the people who inhabit this place are not criminals. They are victims of a foreign occupation of terrorists who seek to starve them out of existence. That is why Israel seeks to deny them any aid of any kind. The Palestinian people are expected to suffer under the thumb of a brutal warden as they watch their children die from a lack of adequate sanitation, basic medical services, or even food. Now, Israel knows there are no weapons on board any of those ships and are well aware that if they harm even one person connected with the peace mission, they will be facing a public relations disaster of epic proportions. But this is not going to stop them. Israel may be concerned, but they don't fear the repercussions of an investigation by the United Nations for yet another human rights violation, nor do they care that the rest of the world and what they think of them. Now, any decent human being should be appalled by Israel's callous disregard for human life. But why does it matter? Here in America, ladies and gentlemen, we have become desensitized to life. Haven't we? You're sitting there in your pulpits right now, all you preachers, and you're sitting there watching unborn babies butchered because you're now a 501c3 and you can't get political against that, can you? We'll break. Got a couple paragraphs to go here. This is important stuff, folks, because this is probably going to lead to the Armageddon that the global elite really want. And who gives a damn if we start a World War III and half the inhabitants die? It's what they wanted anyhow. There's just too many of us to manage. We'll manage to be back in three.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Every day, RBN's mission is to use our collective voice to spread truth and relevant information for daily survival against the growing erosion of our constitutional rights and the growing tyranny in our government. But truth, like freedom, isn't free. The truth is, RBN needs your support against the growing evil forces in our government that are moving quickly to bring our nation down. If you agree with the mission of RBN and one unifying voice, please stand with us by donating any amount you can afford. Your support will also help us launch a new elected representative network that will be totally listener-supported and commercial-free. To donate, visit republicbroadcasting.org, call 800-724-2719, or mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Today in America, you are facing threats of bank holidays, currency devaluation, confiscation of funds by lawyers and various government entities. We at Panama Legal Offshore Law Firm based in Guatemala have offshore solutions. For instance, we can form an anonymous Hong Kong corporation for you, get you a bank account, a $1 trillion Hong Kong bank that'll let you own 10 different currencies in your account. If one or two currencies go down, the others will go up. You'll have no Hong Kong taxes, strong bank secrecies, no tax treaty with the USA, no need to go to Hong Kong, access your funds online from anywhere in the world, and you could even get an anonymous Visa card without your name on it or in the strip through us. So come visit us at panamalaw.org. That's panamalaw.org. And you can chat with us on Skype or use our encrypted chat and discuss your needs. Thank you.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
You know, politicians would still be compelled to act on behalf of Israel by way of a powerful and influential segment of their constituency. Unlike politicians, these people have not been bought, nor are they compromised. Their devotion to Israel is part of their religious conviction. To these people, the fate of Israel is linked to their own salvation. They number in the tens of millions and are perhaps more responsible than anyone else for relinquishing all U.S. foreign policy decisions over to this alien power. They are the big problem, and the blood of our dead soldiers and over a million dead Semitic people are on their hands. Each Sunday, as Gaza starves, congregations of freshly showered and scented cultists sit on cushioned seats in air-conditioned churches across America, contemplating whether to have lunch at hometown buffet or Red Lobster. They like their church because the pastor wears an Hawaiian shirt and cracks clean jokes like, somebody like with a George Carlin type of wit. They like the church band because they're edgy, like the music they used to listen to before they were converted. They close their eyes and raise a hand to the sky, that being the Jesus antenna, fishing for reception from the man upstairs as the Dave Matthews look-alike sing-song guy does the praise and worship deal. The church is the size of an arena with a large stage and a giant screen in the background, and on the screen is an image of our troops, huddled in prayer, which fades into an image of a soldier holding a smiling Arab child, which fades into an image of an F-16 blazing across the sky, which fades into an image of troops on tanks handing out bottled water to a thirsty crowd, which fades into an image of a soldier reading the Bible, which fades into, you're getting the idea. Now, we all know these people. They are among our friends, our relatives, our neighbors, our co-workers. They call themselves Judeo-Christians, millennialists, dominionist, evangelicals. They say they worship Christ, but what they really worship is Israel. They consider themselves patriotic Americans, but only as long as America stands with Israel. It is for this reason, above all others, that we are engaged in conflicts throughout the Middle East. Christian support for the war is a pretty recent phenomenon and goes contrary to what Christians were taught prior to beginning of the last century. The instruction of the Scofield Reference Bible was the turning point that replaced traditional Orthodox Christianity with Christian Zionism. In the late 19th century, the World Zionist Movement had their sights set on acquiring land that American Christians referred to as the Holy Land, but knew they would face opposition from obtaining it. Christians of the time considered Jews to be the precursors of Christ and his disciples and would never allow a Jewish occupation of Palestine. Now, to overcome this obstacle, the World Zionists enlisted the help of the Oxford University Press and an old Civil War veteran and pastor by the name of Cyrus Scofield. The plan was to change the Christian attitude toward Zionism by creating and promoting a pro-Zionist subculture within Christianity. Scofield's role was to rewrite the King James Version of the Bible by inserting Zionist-friendly notes in the margin, between verses and chapters and on the bottoms of the pages. He was also used as the front to promote the Christian community, where he was held in high regard. The Revised Bible was called the Scofield Reference Bible and was given widespread advertisement and promotion. It soon became the best-selling Bible in America and has remained so for 90 years. Scofield Reference Bible sparked the birth of modern-day Christian Zionist movement. It redirected the focus of worship away from Christ and concentrated it directly upon the pro-Zionist politics. Without the support of the American Christian community, Israel would never have come into existence in the first place. Now, the Christian Zionists are taught that Jews are the chosen people of God and that mankind is obligated to provide unwavering support to the state of Israel. They believe that if America fails to support Israel in every way, that God will turn his back on them and suffer his wrath. Well, look what we've been doing, and don't you think God has turned his back on us? Now, the Christian Zionists will explain away biblical passages that point to hereditary connections between true Semitic people and the children of Abraham. Palestinians and Arabs are to be hated, ethnically cleansed, and persecuted if it serves the best interest of the Israeli government. I think I'm going to stop there. You got my message. I was a little edgy today for many different reasons. This is one of them.
Well, John, it's a good reason to be edgy. And, you know, this is about religious convictions and something that's happened long before you and I were even born. This has been the direction of planet Earth today is to support that nation and to bring it into basically the new kingdom. From what I understand, from my researching, I'm befuddled with the lack of common sense when these things are brought to light. I don't get it personally. You know, we're supposed to be Americans supporting America, and we're supporting nations we shouldn't be involved with. We're allowing the course of humanity to go down a very destructive line, and it's where it's going to end. I think we all know that. That's the Armageddon that we're so familiar with.
Well, here we sit. You know, and you know, I love the little thing. What would Jesus do? You know, I mean, if I wanted to be a deceiver and to bend, say, the will of God, I'd first come up with this cockamamie idea that, you know what, God chose us above all else. So therefore, if we're God's chosen people, we really know what's going on, and all you other people do not. I would first set myself up as being the anointed ones by God's hand. And who can argue with God? You know, I mean, this is as perverse and as sick as anything I've ever seen in my life. To the point, you know, this is the idea that they put out. This is what Israel just said about attacking that flotilla. You know, that they said that, wait a minute, if we allow the Gazans to become economically prosperous and politically ambitious, they will elevate Hamas to lead a Palestinian microstate within the Jewish state. Wait a minute. Whoa. It used to be their state. So what are they talking about? That they might want to get ambitious and do what? Form another state? What happened to this stuff about a two-state solution? What happened to this? These people have occupied and destroyed a people to take their land. And now they're shooting and killing people that just want to bring a few Band-Aids and a little bit of water and food. And these people are being backed by the United States? My God in heaven! Well, he must be sitting over there in Israel. JG in California. Hello, JG. Thanks for holding.
Yes, sir. Good evening. Hey, Ron.
Yeah, JG.
Hi. Do you know, John, what the letters in Bible stand for?
I don't know. Go ahead.
Basic instruction before leaving Earth. I thought that was cute. And I found out baseball and Honda was also in the Bible. Did you know that baseball's in the Bible, John?
No, JG. I didn't know that baseball was in the Bible.
Yeah, it's right in the first sentence, in the beginning. Mm-hmm. Of course, Honda,
you know.
Honda's in the Bible where, you know, when the apostles came up to Christ and said, well, Lord, Lord, where are you going? And he says, I'm ascending into heaven. And he goes, you see that Honda over there? And he goes, if we don't all get in it, we won't be in one accord. Yeah. So anyway.
You are a singular wit today, JG.
Oh, it's from the prune juice I had this morning.
Yeah.
I'm writing that new country song called I Believe God Has FEMA Camps in the Sky. I thought I'd release that pretty soon through RBN. But, I was listening to that show this morning, John, about that guy on the, Texas Supreme Court, and it just like you brought up the other day about using the word democracy, you know, We've got to start educating our politicians.
I mean, this guy is as close as Texas is to Texas, and he's got it all wrong. I called up during the break today to tell these guys that in one word he's using the word socialism, and in the very next phrase he's using the word democracy, which allows socialism.
I know. I called Carrie and she chastised me for calling late. I tried to get on to Don and warn him, but
well, I already warned him, and he says we'll take care of it. You damn well better, because people that are promoting and trying to maintain the Constitutional Republic ain't going to get it done by declaring it a democracy. And how? I wished I had a dollar for every time that he mentioned Thomas Jefferson during that program. Hell, I could have had the bills paid for this network for the next 10 years, but did he really know what Thomas Jefferson was about? And here's the people that are going to be writing the curriculum for the history books for the next 10 years, and the guy doesn't even know that it's a republic. He doesn't even know that he's in the Republic of Texas.
Well, I heard NEA, Don, is going through the CIA for training their teachers in MK Ultra stuff, you know, so That's probably why. Maybe he went through that school. Can you discuss, both of you, today on the show sometime about those 10,000 troops coming out of Seattle? Because your 1 o'clock show with those Jenny and Jerry, they confirmed that your Sunday night show, not Dave Klaus, but Dave
Hodges?
Pardon me?
Hodges?
Yeah, Hodges. Yeah, he had a friend that actually observed the 10,000 troops. And then also, last point, and I'll get off the air, that, you know, if you guys could discuss this, Paul Craig Roberts, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts was on another show discussing this New York Times author.
I can't discuss a show that I didn't hear.
No, I mean just about the issues, you know, your take, both of your takes on troops here.
Okay, we'll take the break. We'll be back.
We must take America back.
aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. JG wants us to comment on troops that I have not verified that, in fact, that they are here. Dave Hodges, I heard, did make mention of it last night. We've got down in, what was it, Lauderdale, Fort Lauderdale, Florida or something, 4,000 UN vehicles. Folks, I have not been able to look at the evidence, so I'm not going to comment on it. I see a lot of resurgence of old information, but as I said, I'll look into it and report on it. Guy in Arkansas. Hello, Guy. Hello, Guy. Yeah.
There you are. I didn't get the beat. There you are. Yeah, I got a few comments to make, and I guess the best way to handle my call would be just to let me make my comments and comment afterwards. But, you know, when I woke up and I became aware of what's going on, and this day came upon me, I realize it's not a Memorial Day. It's a mourning day. It's a day to mourn. And it's a twofold mourning. The first one, obviously, is the needless deaths of these folks in the military, be it men and women. And we should mourn that, of course. But the other mourning is that they were tricked, deceived, lied to, in order to give up their sacred lives. And of course, I agree with Dave Champion's last comments before he ended his show. about how we have to teach people, kids, not to enlist in the military for whatever reason, because it is not a sacred thing. It's not a sacred duty. So, and of course, for Ron's sake, we know that all these wars are perpetrated on an economic purposes. It's also a twofold there to weed out the population and decrease the population. It's a population control mechanism, as well as a money factor for other people's benefits. And of course, as we know, they always decrease the economic power, and so that they can get the economic people who are not economically strong to join the military, because, oh, well, just look at these commercials. My God, how can you not be seduced by those commercials? And I think that's enough for what I've got to say today, Jen.
Well, the bigger issue here is the worldwide classroom to teach people about nation building, coalition forces, going against bad guys. I mean, that's the, and I got a shock for people out there. The Middle East operation wasn't United States and Britain per se, with a gaggle of a few other countries and this coalition of forces to bring freedom and democracy. Yeah, they want to bring democracy, all right. You know, their brand of global socialism to the Middle East, and they're willing to do it at the deaths of every Arab over there, if necessary. And I'm not going to be trapped in an argument defending people like Saudi Arabia, because those people are indefensible. But here's the bottom line, is we're possibly moving. Now we're dealing with a country that has kind of recently admitted that, yeah, we got 400 nuclear weapons. I actually saw a news story the other day where they used almost verbatim my descriptions here of the Israeli government and what they hold over there, almost to the letter, that they have up to 400 nuclear weapons of every imaginable delivery device. Well, yeah, they even included the two diesel submarines they have that are outfitted with cruise missiles, all with nuclear warheads on them, and they're parked right there within range of Iran. So, look, I don't know. You people out there, you picked your favorite politician. Why don't you try holding them to their words? The Democrats wanted to put an end to the Middle East carnage, right? Well, what the hell happened to you? And, of course, the neocons were providing the wherewithal in order to do it. So you're the same side, or the opposite side of the same coin. No matter which way you flip it, you lose. Dave in Canada. Hello, David.
Hello, John.
Hi.
Okay, I would like to thank you for letting me have the opportunity to express myself on Friday afternoon. I'm not a learned man, but sometimes I find it very hard to come up with the words to express my feelings on that Brooke Kelly controversy. But
it's not a controversy.
No. She needed...
It's just that Jet Li can't seem to find a good guest to bring up on a program. And I'm going to keep hammering at him until he gets it.
Okay, let's just leave it at that. I love your senior citizens. I'm going to join you in 11 years. I want to sell right beside you, because I'm not good with words, and I'm not good with a computer, and I want to join you.
Mm.
Okay. Number three, a very special man told me one time, and he served in CHAFE, in the Special Missions for the U.S. Army, the only way to get rid of war is to get rid of the architects of war. But can I come over?
Yeah, hold on a second. Got to take the break. Steve, Mike, Roger, and others will get to your calls as well. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Go ahead, Dave.
Thank you, John. Ron, this is the first time I called up. I've bought your book. My wife has read it to me because I can't read. But what I'm trying to get my head around, okay, in Canada, yes, we have fiat currency, and I have to use my fiat currency to buy the fiat currency of the reserve currency of the U.S. dollar. Is there still a debt held on when I purchase whole money as of gold, as of silver, like the silver Andrew Jackson's? John, I have a silver maple leaf, I have a silver eagle, and those Andrews, I sit out there, I look at them, and my God, the striking on the Andrews is just absolutely gorgeous.
Can I ask you, you volunteered something, Dave, that kind of took me aback here. You can't read?
No, I can't, sir.
Oh, why?
I'm blind.
Ah. Do you, have you ever taken up Braille?
No, sir. This came upon me very quickly. I had a business for years, and I lost all my blood vessels in the back of my retina, and basically, I've been doing a lot of stuff by feel. I cut wood, chainsaw. You know, I live in the rural area. There isn't anything that I haven't done in all my life. Like, I'm 54 years old, and I've just gone blind in the last, I would say, 8 years. And there isn't anything that I haven't done, so I keep on doing it. I step my way out, but no, I haven't gone to learn Braille or anything else that sort.
Is it, and just one quick question, because this is an aside, but is the nerves dead, the optic nerves dead in your eye?
Yes, sir.
They are. Do you know that, and I would have your wife do some cursory searching around on this, adult stem cells? They're now injecting them into eyes and regenerating corneas and nerves and all sorts of things.
You know, your program interviewed Christian.
Christian Wild.
Right.
Yeah.
With the stem cells.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, I've still got hope on that, and I'm keeping my fingers crossed that those cells in the nerve endings can be regenerated, no problem, but they haven't reached that point in their development yet.
Well, they're doing,
John, this is why I love your program. I mean, your hosts and different interviews cover so many aspects of life, whether it be financial, whether it be religious, whether it be the crap that, well, we got that Israel Prime Minister up in Canada in Ottawa today, and I think he's cutting the meeting short, but I mean, your show covers everything, and this is why, like, it's on 24/7 with me, and basically that's my lifeline. So this is why I say, you know, when you come up with different products, hey, I've tried the Heart and Body Extract, works great. IXL, we've got it all in our engines. Your Andrews, I've got them sitting on my table on the river. Hey, I can see shiny stuff. I can see, like, light and dark. And if the sun just hits it right, I can see the glitter and the shine right off your coins. Excuse me. And they shine a lot better than the Leafs and the Eagles.
Well, I'll tell you what, my friend. You without eyes see more than many sighted people see.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Dave.
Yes.
I appreciate your call.
Oh, whoa.
What?
I'll answer my question.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got off into something else. Sorry. My apologies.
Yeah, Dave, the simple truth is, it's when money is made under law, it has all the pristine and all the characteristics, title rights and interest of absolute law in it. Any coins that are created outside of law in a fiat situation, we have several here in the United States. They're basically counterfeit coins. They have nothing but gold or some other precious metals in them, but they were not created under a country's law. And when a country goes into bankruptcy, and there is no country in the world that is not in bankruptcy,
right,
that is not insolvent right now,
right,
none of their currency that they create, whether it's gold, silver coins, pneumaticist coins, what have you, is lawful. They're all subject to having liens under those institutions. I don't know if you want to call them the International Monetary Funds, the international bankers, whoever.
Okay.
They're all under the subject of those very elitist in the world, and they control it. We only get the use of these things. We do not get the ownership of them. They have liens on them that is as old as Babylon. That's the nature of the law that covers all these fiat currencies. Did that answer it, Dave?
Well, but if we throw out these elitists and we throw out their liens and totally ignore them like they ignore us, then our silver and our gold is whole money.
You got it. I mean,
Beauty.
The thing, yeah, you're Beauty. Right on point. All you have to do is develop your own money system.
you.
Don't play with theirs anymore.
No. No. Thank you, Ron. Hey, I really enjoy you every Monday. John, thank you for your show.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you. Ron called me a little bit earlier today, about 40 minutes, before broadcast. And you asked me, what's wrong? And I said, it's personal. And Ron's going, uh-oh, it's going to be an interesting show today.
In fact, you read my mind. That's exactly what I said in my mind, John.
I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't take a day off. Maybe I shouldn't take a weekend off, because then I have time to think. And the more I think, the angrier I get. But then I'm told that, well, anger is not it. Well, it sure displaces depression for me. And the way about this is, it's all love, Ron. We've got to love our enemies to death. Well, let me tell you something. I think it's gone past loving them. If the jackbooted thug shows up at your door and he's got intent on doing great bodily harm, what are you going to do? Love him to death? You going to give him a big wet kiss? Because he's going to be pulling out the hardware.
Not me.
Not me.
Not me.
I'm telling you, we got a whole brand new crop of, I don't know what the hell they are on this planet. And they don't seem to get the idea, Ron, that, you know, you have true peace and prosperity when you have honesty, when you have honest money, when you don't have a government, when you have a government that respects human life rather than treats it as a commodity and figures up on charts and graphs acceptable losses. That somehow that they can be the arbiters of what life is, and they can okay the butchering of, say, 50 million babies in this country. And some people refer to it as a convenience, just in case I goof and, you know, a little girl gets pregnant, you know, we can have an abortion. Even the schools that are having your children aborted and not telling the parents. This is how much respect we have for human life anymore. They don't seem to get it. When you start justifying death, whether it be the death of one or the deaths of millions, it's the same thing. And you haven't even really discovered where you went wrong. Oh, my God.
Well, you know, John, when they took the lessons away from the parents, you know, naturally, if you never taught a man and a woman anything about raising children and they had their own child, they would naturally discipline that child. They would yell at that child or spank that child or what have you. That would be the natural state, because it's for self-preservation, isn't it? But we've taken that away and we've introduced artificial education in raising children today. And that's what we have out there. It's okay to have abortions today. It's okay. You can't touch that kid anymore. You can't yell at that kid. You can't. It's all gone crazy. What's the Bible say on that? Spare the rod, spoil the child. Got a lot of spoiled children.
Yeah. They become such magnificent, well-balanced adult human beings, don't they?
Boy.
And then they turn around and propagate, and imagine what the next generation's like. And then the one after that. You know, you know what I liken it to? I was thinking about this during the... This is like a slow poison bait for ants. You know, the kind that's advertised that, they'll take it back to the nest and kill the queen?
Yeah.
And then this is exactly what's going on. Our country is being poisoned. And we're inviting it in. We think it's sustenance. We think it's necessary. And lo and behold, our queen is killed off, and the propagation thing stops, and... Well, we wonder why the nest of ants die.
Jeez.
Oh, man. Steve in Ohio, you've been holding patiently. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, hi, John, and hello, Ron. And by the way, John, it's more like $150 million. The government always underreports the killing of children, and so does Planned Predators, also known as Planned Parenthood. They do a lot of abortions under the table, being paid with cash, so they don't report them. So it's more like $150 million, not 50.
And when somebody sees no other avenue but yet to take things into their own hands and maybe go after an abortion clinic, you will have the press, without exception, going after that individual to castigate him and condemn him because, well, that's the new norm now. Killing of babies, it's law. It's acceptable.
Yeah. They say, oh, it's legal. Yeah, it's legal, but it's not lawful.
It ain't moral. It ain't ethical. Ain't nothing about it that it's right. But it's sanctioned by our government.
Yep.
So, you know, what the hell does it matter if we go kill a million and a half ragheads over there? What the hell does it matter?
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
Life doesn't seem to have any value to anybody anymore. Now, John, something that this John Hagee situation and Joseph Farah of I call it WeirdNet Daily. This guy is a self-hating Syrian Lebanese I don't know what, but I'll tell you what. On WorldNet Daily, they got a video, and it says, Israeli footage shows activist attacks. They got a freaking Israeli helicopter with Israeli troops coming down, fully armed, and the people are trying to protect themselves, and they say, look, they're throwing these guys down a set of stairs on the boat, or they're throwing a firebomb at them, but there's no fire, there's nothing. I mean, this is absolute insanity that I'm seeing here on WorldNet Daily. They're trying to villainize these people for trying to go in there and feeding these people.
Joe Farah is somebody that I don't regard. Let me put it to you that way. It was 10 years ago when he started WorldNet Daily. The politics that you see now were not there. He was doing some honest, straightforward reporting. He wanted to go big. I don't know what apple that this guy ate to be invited into the A crowd, but he certainly took it. And that's why when people hear me say it ain't so, Joe, say it ain't so, I'm in reference to Joe Farah. This guy, I don't even know if he knows what the hell he is. He seems to have a pretty convincing argument of who he is and what he stands for. But the more I look at the guy, the more I wouldn't stand with this guy for anything.
Yeah, this stuff that he's got on his website, it is so pro-Israel, it's unbelievable, to the point that it's sickening.
Yeah, I know.
Now, John, something that has never, with John Hagee, I cannot figure out. How is it that the Ashkenazi Talmudic heathens over in Israel that run that country, why is it that Christians should support them? You can't be a Christian in Israel without getting spit upon, without being told that you can't teach from the Bible over there.
I got a bigger question for you, Steve.
Yeah.
They don't believe in Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Okay, so how did we end up with this Judeo-Christian? We got some fat man down here supporting people that don't even believe in Jesus. So where does that put him?
Well, don't you think that maybe, Israel controls the U.S. government, but it also controls our media?
Media? Yeah, absolutely.
And what else does it control? Our banking?
Yes.
What else does it control? Hollywood?
Yes.
So, where are we at?
We have a fat man making money hand over fist selling death is what we've got.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, one last question to Ron. Ron, if I buy a U.S. coin with Federal Reserve note, say like a silver eagle, or say like some gold, and I melt it down into its basic component, which is silver or gold, and there's no proof that I purchased this with phony Federal Reserve notes, that I found this, say like out in the woods somewhere, would it then not be under that because they have no proof that, because they don't have their marking on it?
Well, the Mint Act actually says that you can go back, bring the coins in, and have them re-put into bullion or dust or however. We've changed the nature of the human being here, Steve. We are all insolvent. And when we enter into the court system, and that's where the law is heard, there's a presumption by the court that you're an insolvent 14th Amendment citizen. So you're going to be fighting two aspects when you go on these things. And one is you're going to be fighting your status as the lowest cog in the United States government, which is a 14th Amendment status. And you'll also be fighting the true nature of money without liens on it. Can you do it? Yeah, you can, but it's going to take you time, and you're going to have to do a lot of research on it. And this was This was the thing with the gold coin when I took it to the Supreme Court. I wanted them to decide that they too could not see the lawful aspect of the United States government and also the lawful nature of that coin. And they did, and they reaffirmed that they could not. So they were not the United States lawful government, and they could not see lawful money in this country. Good enough for me.
Yeah. Now, the one question, though, then it becomes, because gold and silver offers privacy, because they don't know that you have gold or silver. There's no
correct
record of it, that you purchased it or anything. So how are they going to take it from you if they don't know that you have it?
I'd like to address that when we come back, if
okay
that's all right.
All right. And Mike and Roger, guys, stand by. Don't jump off here. We'll get your comments or your question. Although in a abbreviated form, we'll take it anyhow. Stay there. We'll be right back.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit freetoprosper.com today.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Attention, ladies! Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
All right, we're back. Ron, you want to go ahead and answer Steve there?
I'm going to give just a quick little example, and I hope I don't confuse anyone. We're talking about the illusion when we're talking about the fiat money, and we're talking about the real when we're talking about lawful coins. If a man is smart enough to take the illusion, those fiat currencies, and and equate them or transact with them and buy a coin. It would be the same thing as taking imaginary apples and you're buying a real apple. If you end up with a real apple, they cannot see it. And that's the point. It's okay to use your illusionary money and get back into the loss side of the equation. And that's the bottom line. So when you're talking about gold and silver, that in Article 1, Section 8, Clause 5 says that the Congress of the United States will take money, which is gold and silver, and then it has the right to shape it and coin it. That's all it is about money. We have the money. It is our money. Gold and silver will always belong to the people.
There you go. Thanks for your call, Steve. Mike in Maryland. Hello, Mike.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Great show as always. I want to bring something to y'all's attention, and maybe somebody who is more knowledgeable and can do some research can assuage my conspiracy theory, paranoid story here. But this is from Rents.com, and it's from IntelHub.com, which is the link to the story. I'm sure you all have heard about, I'm sure we all know there's foreign troops here. I'm sure you all know there's FEMA camps. Then there's a rumor flying that there's going to be forced evacuations of Gulf Coast residents. Well, this, if you go to, and I saw the story in Intel.hub that I researched on Google Earth. If you go to GoogleEarth.com, type in Reynolds Air Park Airport, and there's this former Air Force base that has thousands of white vehicles and vans that are supposedly UN vehicles.
Yeah.
Now, what they're going to use it for, your guess is as good as mine, but there's literally thousands. It's the airport has been taken over by private interests. If you just go to Google Earth and go to Reynolds Air Park Airport, and you can see the vehicles lined up in nice, neat rows on the tarmac.
Yeah, I think this is a rehash of a story that was done over 10 years ago.
Oh, is that right?
I think so, and that's why I have not given any real comment about the veracity of it, because I haven't looked into it yet.
Okay, well, it's on Google Earth right now, so yeah. if it's a 10-year-old story, I guess that picture is 10 years old. I don't know. But I went to Google Earth, and you can see the vehicles there plain as day.
Yeah, I understand. I understand, Mike. We'll get into it at a later time.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Roger in Arkansas. Hello, Roger.
When you go back to the third commandment you were talking about, the Hebrew word that's translated as take also can mean bring, has the idea of carrying, and the word translated as vain means nothing. So if you look at it, it says, thou shalt not bring the name of Yahuwah thy Elohim to naught, which is exactly what they've done, because they do not use a name, they have Lord, and Lord is not a name.
And I've yet to figure out why anybody connected with Israel cannot spell out the word God.
Benjamin Netanyahu. Netanyahu is in the Old Testament, and the Yahu, the last three characters of Netanyahu, or the first three characters of the Tetragrammaton, which really should be pronounced Yahuwah, not Yahweh.
And it goes on.
And another thing, Hebrew had no J, Greek had no J, the English language had no J until the late 1600s. If you look in the Septuagint, the book of Joshua is called Iesus, and if you look in the Greek New Testament, the character we call Jesus, his name was also Iesus.
Roger, we're out of time. We're out of time. I thank you for your call. Ron, thank you.
Hey, you're quite welcome, John.
All right. Thanks for being here today on Memorial Day, folks. Thanks for being with us.
With recent